All right, you can reserve your tickets today for Shen Yun that is taking over Place des Arts, Shen Yun Performing Arts. We want to give you some tickets to go on Thursday, January 2nd. This really is a must-see show. It looks absolutely beautiful. And we've got Bianca from Laval ready to take Sam down, put him in his place this morning. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. You're feeling confident, like you can do this thing?
I am.
Okay, amazing. Well, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. You said that you're playing along every morning in your car, so you know how it works, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. Good luck, Bianca.
Okay, thank Bianca. You. In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what candy did Willy Wonka create for children who had very little money?
Everlasting Cop Stoppers.
Yes.
Which beat artist recently celebrated her birthday with a 3D cake of cat's faces?
Ooh, pass.
In what city would you find Hyde Park?
Pass.
What is the name of Montreal's new country festival?
Can you repeat that?
What is the name of Montreal's new country festival?
Oh, I don't know.
What letter is on the hot tap water in France? Hot water tap.
C.
Okay, we're going to give you that one.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Sam's coming in from his isolated booth where he was listening to the Vanga Boys. You would really have to take your coffee into the booth with you today.
Yeah, it was at that turning point where I wasn't sure if I left it in the room while I was gone. It may have gone cold too quickly.
What?
Oh, my God.
So I just took it with me to get a few extra sips.
I think you were trying to, pound the caffeine to help you through this little edition of Smarter Than Sam. That's what I think.
My secret's out.
All right, well, you're up against Bianca this morning in Laval.
Hi, Bianca.
Hi.
Okay, let's do this. 30 That's seconds that. On the clock for Sam.
All right, let's do it.
In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what candy did Willy Wonka create for children who had very little money?
Oh, boy. Pass.
Which beat artist recently celebrated her birthday with a 3D cake of her cat's faces?
Of her cat's faces? I'm going to guess Taylor Swift.
In what city would you find Hyde Park?
London.
What is the name of Montreal's new country festival?
Oh, I can't wait for this. Lasso Festival.
What letter is on the hot tap water is on the hot water tap in France?
It would be C for sure.
And that's
and the Willy Wonka.
Yes, who had very children who had very little money.
I don't know. All I know is the chocolate.
The question.
Part.
The question wasn't children who had very little money.
There wasn't that much time.
Hold on a second.
Anyway, okay.
He didn't know.
Question.
The first question was: in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what candy did Willy Wonka create for children who had very little money? Mm-hmm. I loved how quick you were on this, Bianca. It was the Everlasting Gobstopper. Lasts for the rest of your life.
That's impressive, Bianca. Good answer.
Nice work. Which beat artist recently celebrated her birthday with a 3D cake of her cat's faces? She's a crazy cat lady, and Sam did. Guess correctly.
Nice.
It was Taylor Swift.
Nice.
In what city would you find Hyde Park? Sam guessed on that one as well. It's London.
That's not a guess.
He was correct
okay.
with a guess. What is the name of Montreal's new country festival? It is the Lasso Festival. Sam took a good guess on that one and he was correct.
It's in my calendar.
And the final question, what letter is on the hot tap water in France? The answer is C, which Bianca knew right away and Sam guessed and luckily was able to get that question right. Unfortunately, Bianca, that does make Sam the winner this morning.
It's okay, Sam. I'll be back.
Good.
Oh, yeah. I like your fighting spirit.
She's not scared of you.
You're like the everlasting gobstopper.
She never stops. Bianca, we loved having you on, and we'd love for you to try again soon, okay? Have a great day.
Absolutely. Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right, so all week at this time, we've been giving you a chance to win an amazing prize from the Old Port of Montreal because they offer so many great activities in the winter.
Yeah.
You can win tickets to the skating rink, the Fire on Ice that happens on Saturday night, zip line tickets, Segway passes, the Voile en Voile Adventure Park. The list goes on and on. So each day we've got a different package for you to win. And we've got Catherine in the West Island ready to put Sam in his place this morning. Right, Catherine?
We'll try.
Okay. I think you can do it. You know how to play the game, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, and good luck. I saw him double fisting coffee earlier this morning, so I think he's struggling. Yeah.
Today that might be the day, Catherine. In what city does the movie Mrs. Doubtfire take place?
New York.
What is a name for a group of stars?
Pass.
True or false? Post Malone will be coming to the Bell Center in March of 2020.
True.
What is a generation of people born from 1946 to 1964 called?
The baby boomers.
What is the top layer of the earth called?
I think it's the stratosphere, but not sure.
Ooh, it's the same. Okay. It's a toast word, actually. Okay, we're going to bring Sam back in from his isolated booth. You just listen to it. A little J-Lo this morning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
You're not your best this morning, are you? I saw you double fisting coffee earlier.
I know. But now that it's in me, I'm good to go.
Were you up too late?
No, I actually got too much sleep. So
that's it. He's in a fog. Yeah. He's in a fog. All right, you're up against Catherine in the West Island.
Time to clear that fog. Let's go.
Okay. In what city does the movie Mrs. Doubtfire take place?
San Francisco.
What is the name for a group of stars?
A constellation.
True or false? Post Malone will be coming to the Bell Center in March of 2020.
I know he's coming. And let's say true, yes.
What is the generation of people born from 1946 to 1964 called?
My parents would fall in that category. They would be baby boomers.
What is the top layer of the earth called?
The top layer of the earth?
Mm-hmm.
The top layer. Core mantle. Oh, no! I was so
that
close!
That would be the buzzer.
Didn't have it either.
I don't think you were so close.
Yeah, the core, the mantle, and then the...
Your time is up.
The top layer.
All right, let's see how you guys made out this morning. In what city does the movie Miss Doubtfire take place? The answer is San Francisco. Sam guessed on that one, and he was correct.
You just have to remember the streets in the movie.
What is the name for a group of stars? It is a constellation. Sam took a good guess on that one and was correct as well. Your guessing is getting you far this morning.
All full of guesses this morning.
True or false, Post Malone will be coming to the Bell Center in March of 2020. False. Ah. He's going to be here on February 16th, a couple of days after Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Okay, that's all right.
What is a generation of people born from 1946 to 1964? So common right now. You hear the OK Boomer. The answer is baby boomers, and you're both correct on that one. And the last question, what is the top layer of the earth called? The answer is the earth's crust.
The crust.
It's like you eat on toast.
That's right.
You didn't have it.
Neither one of you got that one right. So, Catherine, unfortunately, that makes Sam the winner this morning.
No problem. I tried.
Oh, you did try, and we loved having you. We'd love for you to try again, okay?
Thank you. And have a good day.
Keep in mind, he guessed. He got the three. You know, he took a guess. So, it's not your fault.
Next time, just guess more.
All right. Have a good one, Catherine.